हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। देयर वॉज अ वेरी ग्रेट सेंट कॉल्ड माधवेंद्र पुरी। व्हाट? देयर वॉज अ वेरी ग्रेट सेंट कॉल्ड
माधवेंद्र पुरी।
दैट पैराग्राफ इज देयर ना, माधवेंद्र पुरी वर शिष्य वर शीश्वर। दैट्स इट्स स्ट्रक गुड। He is the guru who is the guru of Lord Chaitanya? Ishwarapuri. Who is the teacher of Chaitanya?
Ishwarapuri.
Madhavendra Puri is the teacher of Ishwarapuri. He is the guru of Ishwarapuri. So Madhavendra Puri, he went walking around many of the holy places and then he came to Vrindavan. He walked around Govardhan Parikrama. He did Govardhan Parikrama and then he came and sat near Govindakund. And these great acharyas, they don't go behind food. If anything someone gives, they will take. Otherwise, they won't. They'll just go like that, just keep on chanting or reading books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavadam. They don't care for prasadam. If someone will come and give, they will take. If no one gives, they will stay like that only. They'll think, oh, it's Krishna's mercy, today we should not take anything like that. So, one boy, he came to Madhavendra Puri, he was a little tired. So, near Govind Kund, he just dozed off a little bit. They don't sleep for many hours like you and me. They sleep only for 2-3 hours maximum. One boy came and he woke him up. He came and he gave one glass full of milk. And he went. He said, I have more work. And he went. And Madhavendra Puri drank the milk and he saw that the milk was not from this place. And that boy was Krishna. He came, Madhavendra Puri asked the boy, how is it you know that I am hungry? So then he said that all the Brajavasis, that is devotees who stay in Braj Bhumi, they said that you have not taken anything the whole day, so you give this milk to him. So I came to give you. And he drank the milk and this boy went, by the meantime he went away. Then Madhavendra Puri realized, oh, this was Krishna himself. Oh, I took service from him. Then at that time, this Madhavendra Puri, again he had a dream. In that dream, the same boy came and he caught hold of Madhavendra Puri's hand and he took him little miles away. And he showed a place. He said, in this place I am there. Please remove me from here and do worship for me. In those days, these Mughals, no, Aurangzeb and the other Mughals, they were very bad. They used to destroy temples. At that time, the pujaris, they used to hide the original deities. So like that, one deity was hidden by some pujari at that place. So Madhavendra Puri, he got up from his dream and he thought, oh, it is Krishna. So he went walking to the same place and he asked some villagers to dug open that place. And there was a beautiful deity of this Gopal he got. A very beautiful deity of Sri Gopal ji he got. And he took that Gopal and they constructed a beautiful temple for him. And he did a Annakuta ceremony. Annakuta means all the people from the villages, they bring lot of bhog. And all the bhog is arranged and everything is offered for the Lord's pleasure. So all the villagers, they got whatever they could bring. And a big festival was done for many 3-4 days and the deity was installed and the temple was constructed. And Madhavendra Puri took lot of participation in serving the deity. One day at night, Gopalji again came in the dream of Madhavendra Puri. He said, it is very hot. I'm burning. It's very hot. You do one thing, you bring chandan for me. Bring chandan for me, then I will feel cold. I'll keep this cool. So then Madhavendra Puri, he was so old. Some say he was 80 years old. Very old he was. Exactly, very old. He didn't say anything. He immediately started walking. He didn't even tell his servants to do any work. He started walking from Vrindavan towards Jagannath Puri. Because in Jagannath Puri, there are this Malaya place where you get this sandalwood, chandan. So he went walking. In the way, there is a temple called Gopinath. Aribol, there is a temple of Lord Gopinath in Ramuna, in In Ramuna. In Ramuna, a place which deity is there? That's not what I told.
Gopinath.
So, he went to that temple also. It comes on the way while walking towards Jagannath Puri. So, he went to that temple. And in that temple, they do a special offering called kheer. And that kheer is very special. So, when the pujari was going to offer that kheer to the Lord, Madhavendra Puri thought, how nice if I could get to taste one spoon of that kheer so that I can make the same preparation for Gopal. This was his intention. He didn't want to eat. He just wanted to taste so that he can offer the same offering to his deity. But he thought, oh, what an offense I have committed. What a mistake I did. Before it was being offered to the deity, I wanted to taste. So immediately Madhavendra Puri left the place. He went outside and he started chanting his rounds. Because he did that mistake. But Krishna, he is sitting in the heart of everyone. He knows the desire of his devotee. And Madhavendra Puri, a pure devotee. So Krishna, what he did, there were many, you know how they offer to the deity? They keep many pots. In pots they keep the kheer. So Krishna took one pot and he hid it for his devotee. He took one pot and he hid it behind him. And the pujari at night, he cleaned everything and he put the curtains and he went to sleep. So Gopinath, the Lord Krishna came in the dream of this pujari and he said that I have hidden one pot of kheer for my devotee Madhavendra Puri. So you go and give this kheer to that devotee. Pujari thought, I cleaned the whole place, there was nothing. Anyway, because the Lord has told, he opened the doors, he removed the curtain, there was a pot of kheer. So he took that kheer and he went in the marketplace and he started shouting, who is Madhavendra Puri? Who is Madhavendra Puri? The Lord has stolen kheer for you. Can you see what a devotee Madhavendra Puri is? Krishna himself stole a pot of kheer for him. So then Madhavendra Puri was sitting there. He said, I am Madhavendra Puri. So immediately this pujari went and said, you are so fortunate. The Lord has stolen kheer for you. So then Madhavendra Puri took that kheer and immediately left the village. Why? Because everyone will come and fall at the feet. Now you are very great. You are very great. The Lord has stolen for you. That is why he didn't want all that pleasure, praises for him. Immediately left the village and he tasted the kheer. And it is said that Madhavendra Puri, that pot was remaining, no? He kept the pot with himself because Krishna had stolen that pot for him. And every day he would eat little bit pieces of that pot also because Krishna had given him that pot. That full pot he ate. Shripad Madhavendra Puri ki
jai!
Now he started walking to Jagannath Puri. Because why he wanted to go to Jagannath Puri? To bring
Chandan.
To bring Chandan. So he went walking to Jagannath Puri, he went, this is Lord Jagannath. He went and he saw Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and he started dancing in front of them. And then he went and he took Chandan. He took 80 kilos of Chandan and camphor. So much Chandan he took on his back. He was so old. He didn't have rickshaw or plane or bus or train. He was walking without slippers. Madhavendra Puri, for the pleasure of the Lord. He didn't even tell his servants to carry. He took it himself. He was walking. He was walking and coming, towards Vrindavan. At that time, Lord Krishna in which place stole for him? Who remembers?
Gopinath.
In which place?
Yeah,
Ramuna. So Ramuna, again that place came. And Madhavendra Puri, again he took rest for some time. Again the Lord came in his dream and he said, you need not go to Vrindavan to put the Chandan. You put the Chandan here itself. There is no difference between Gopal and me. You can put all the Chandan for me. So all the Chandan he ground. Every day he made a paste. It is so difficult, no, to make little paste also. That all kilos of Chandan he was grinding. Every day. And every day for 1 month he applied Chandan for the Lord, because the Lord was feeling very hot. He himself bought the Chandan and he put Chandan every day for the Lord. So that is why in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, he made to celebrate Chandan Yatra throughout the world. In all the temples of ISKCON, from today for 1 month, they will put Chandan for the Lord. Because it's very hot, no? And today in our Giridhari temple, the full Giridhari, no? This Giridhari. This is Giridhari. From his lotus feet up to his face, fully he will be covered with Chandan. From his lotus feet up to his face, full Chandan he will put, and he will stand with his flute like this today. Very beautiful. From today, every day Chandan will be put, but only the first day and the last day the full deity is put. The other days the small. So this way Shripad Madhavendra Puri brought Chandan for the Lord, and for one full month he applied Chandan for Krishna. Shri Madhavendra Puri ki
Jai!
Chandan Yatra ki
Jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai!